together. Come on. Every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord Jesus, just thanking you, Father God, We come with a grateful heart this morning, Lord Jesus. We come with a mindset of praise. We come with the words that's coming out of our mouths, Father God, acceptable to you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are a internal God, Father God, that you examine our hearts, Father God, because some of us do not look like what we've been through, Lord, but you know it all, Father God. And without you, Lord Jesus, we never would have made it to the place that we are on today, Father God. So for that, we tell you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name, Lord Jesus. We give you your accolades. We exalt thee, Lord Jesus, because you are our everything, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, Lord Jesus, the I Am, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you this morning for your unfailing love, Father God. The love that comes and rescues us, Father God. When we feel we're out there on a land isolated, on just a deserted island, Father God, isolated, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you show up, Father God, and let us know that we're never alone, Father God, that you will never forsake us, Lord. We just need to call on you, Father God. We just need to know, Lord Jesus, that you are true to your word and that you love us no matter what. You love us no matter who we are, Father God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you are a God of peace, Father God, a God of hope, Father God, a God of forgiveness, Father God, a God of prosperity, Father God, a God that wants his people to succeed, Father God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you this morning on this thankful Tuesday, Lord, for being a deliverer, Father God. A deliverer, Lord Jesus, that just delivered us a second ago, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you give us an option, Lord, to come to you, Father God, and just lay everything at your throne, Father God, so we can walk lightly and run like the deers, Father God. So we don't have to be heavy laden, Father God, and sit and worry about things that's out of our control, Lord. We thank you, Father, for letting us know that battles are not ours, but they're yours, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to know vengeance is yours, it's not ours, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just cleaning the slate for us, making a new way, a new path, Father God. We thank you for these great opportunities, Lord Jesus. And as we come before you today, Lord Jesus, we just ask you, Lord, for us to, myself and Minister Monica Elect, and possibly Apostle Temple, Lord Jesus, to allow us, also ask you, Lord, to use us in a mighty way, Father God. Because we said yes, Lord Jesus. And when we said yes, Lord, we knew that we had to pick up our cross daily, Lord Jesus. We just ask you to continue to give us the strength, Father God, that the things that we do be acceptable to you, Lord Jesus, and keep our focus on you, Father God, as we go through our day-to-day living, Lord. And we don't just ask that for ourselves, Father God. We ask that for every single person that walks this land, Lord Jesus. We ask for our international partners, Father God, our listeners here in the United States of America, Father God, everybody under the sound of my voice, everybody, people, Father God, that do not even know yet who you are, Father God, and how special they are to you, Lord Jesus. We ask you for that as well, Father God. So, Lord, as we break the bread of life today and drink the living waters, Father God, we just allow you, ask you, Lord, if we get to the point where we may be all, we're almost on E, Lord Jesus, just rejuvenate us, Father God. Give us a fresh anointing, Father God, a fresh word, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, let each and every person on this line know, Lord Jesus, that they have the ability, Father God, to fight off any distraction, any situation, Lord Jesus. They speak to it, Father God, and then they put it under their feet, Father God, and they stomp whatever it is, Lord Jesus. They stomp it out, Father God, because, Lord, you have given us that ability. You give us wisdom, Lord Jesus. You give us discernment, Father God. And we grab hold to it, Father God, and apply it as necessary. So, Lord, we just want to, I just want to end this prayer just letting you know how much I love you, how thankful I am, Lord Jesus. And I'm just so grateful, Father God, that you, Father God, you have made an, you identified who we are, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the fourth year that ABM has been up and running, Father God. So there may have been trials and tribulations, Father God. The perseverance still went through. The endurance still went through, Lord. May they might have been in miry water, in clay dusty water, Father God. Lord, they continue to get up, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you for this broadcast, Lord Jesus, where we're able, Father God, to even through the mist, to still continue to get up and give your word, Father God, not our word. So, Lord, we just love you, we thank you, and we just magnify your name on this faithful Tuesday. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your holy name, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Again, 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 again. Just, I just can't tell you all how thankful I am on this Tuesday. Weeping may endure at night, but joy comes in the morning. And I look forward for the morning. The morning could be my afternoon. It could be my late night. The morning is when I open my eyes and I'm no longer in darkness. My morning is when I can sit in, no matter what my circumstances, what my situation is, what my surroundings is, that I'm in peace. I'm in a peace. I'm in a place where God has me. And as we know, being in a place where God wants you to be, being in a peaceful place, being in the shelter of the Most High, laying on his bosom, it's not an easy task. It's really not easy to even stay in that place. But it's a place that you have to work so hard to get to. And once you work so hard to get there, no matter who it is, no matter who it is, your mother, your father, your spouse, your children, do not allow them to disrupt what God has set aside a place for you to be at peace. And that's what we are going to talk about today, guarding your peace. We know in 1 Corinthians 14:33, God was letting them know that he is not, the word was saying that God is not the author of confusion. And God is not the author of confusion. God has scriptures shows us over and over that God is a God of peace. 1 Corinthians 14:33 in the New Living Translation, it says, "For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, and in all the meetings of God's holy people." Although God was talking about this, the writer, the author was talking about the prophecies and, you know, people being there to make sure that everything was going correctly. On today, we still want that to be known as well, but we also want people to know, no matter what your circumstances is, no matter how people come up against you, or you may just be having a hectic day at work, or just any little thing. Just any little thing. Just know, everybody on this line, you may not be in a peaceful place right now, but I'm more than sure that there are people that can attest or give a testimony that they may have just went through so much trials and so many situations in their life, but because they decided to allow Jesus to be their personal savior. And then they started, they built their personal relationship. And we know right now that everybody that's under the sound of my voice, they've already built their personal relationship, because it's something that we go over every single day. Our message is, we make sure that in our message we talk about the importance of building a personal relationship with God. And when you build that personal relationship with God, it's just going to make you closer and closer and closer to Him. So things that may have bothered you on yesterday may not bother you today. Or you're building that relationship and you're seeing a difference. You're seeing a calm. You may be in the midst of the storm, but because of that relationship, because of your communication that's not ceasing, you start feeling that peace in that storm, that sand that may be, because you may be in a desert. You see that sand, that whirlwind of sand start slowing down, the amount of sand, or you may be in a place where it's just raining so hard, you hear the water drops starting to lessen up. And that's where we want you all to be. And as I stated, it's not an easy road, but it's a road that's offered to you. It's a road that it's a place where God wants you to be. And whatever your situation is, because one thing and two things for sure, we know that we are going to have trials and tribulations in our life. We know that every day we may have a situation, no matter how minor it is, if it can go from minor to major, we know to expect that. It's what you do with that situation when it comes up against you. It's how do you deal with it. And I know that I am one, that God, I am a work in progress, and I can. The word tell you not to be boastful. I'm not being boastful, but I can pat myself on the back to sit and see where God is working with me, where it's times where I just want to explode, and I just keep my mouth quiet. I just keep my mouth shut or simply walk away. Minister Elect Monica, come on in here and help me out with this situation, this topic, and just share some, you know, let's just talk about it this morning. Let's just talk about it.
Amen. God bless you all. For Monica, come on. Amen. And I just bless you all. I want to just jump on in, amen, and just elaborate some things and just jump on in with each and every one of you. Amen. Amen. And, you know, saints of God, you got to understand your response to different things is going to determine your outcome. And I'm going to say that again. Your response is going to determine your outcome. And you got to understand something about the enemy. The enemy, and there's a lot of people begin to look outside of for the enemy. The enemy doesn't do work outside. His best work is inside. His best work is inside. So, you know, I share different things, and hopefully I can get all this information to many of you all, amen, to where the enemy loves to use carriers. He'll use carriers. And carriers are simply individuals that will carry the different things that is not of God and bring it inside. Order for something that comes outside, for something to get inside, eventually had to come from where? Outside. So the enemy uses different things to where it carries. Amen. It's no different than like dirt. Dirt comes in your house. You got different things that comes in your house. Amen. But something had to bring it in, especially if your house is clean. You one that clean it from top to bottom, but only something dirt. So dirt done gravitated to the bottom of your what? Shoes. Your shoes or your representation of your what? Feet. Amen. As Evangelist Anita was stating at the beginning of the broadcast. And as it began to carry and as it began to come, amen, and it picks up and it began to bring it in where? Inside. And if you don't deal with it or clean it up, guess what it's going to do? It will accumulate, amen? It will gather up to be more and more and more, amen, until you got a filthy place. Well, that's the same thing with individual lives. That's the same thing with the process in the spirit realm, because even your walk, even with your walk with God, even your walk in your life, and even things that comes into your life, it's up to you. You don't want to bring it in. Amen. Because at the end of the day, what who you allow to come in, that is what's going to come in. Stuff just don't come into your life, or junk doesn't come into your life, because it has a it has a imitation where it's invited, but it still invites itself in. No legal, stuff or junk or mess or all any kind of issues have any type of jurisdiction to enter into your life, amen, or to come into you without your consent, without your acceptance. Whatever you accept, that is what's going to enter into your house. And whatever you don't deal with, that is what's going to accumulate in your house. Y'all hear me, my God. Amen. And when it accumulates, amen, sometimes it gets too out of control or too much for individuals to handle, because instead of they addressing certain things, amen, or dealing with certain things, or in certain things it's not addressed, and certain things it's not to deal with, amen. And now it don't accumulate different things that happen in your life, amen. So you got to understand something. How you respond to different things in your walk with God is going to determine your outcome. And the church done did, and the church done, I think, did it did a lot of poor job to telling people to stand up. You don't fight for everything. Everything is not a battle. Everything is not about it. Everything is not a war. I rebuke you, Satan. Get out of here. You got to understand, the more you acknowledge the devil, the more the devil have authority to come in your domains regardless. And, you know, it's an old saying that, you know, negative publicity is about the same as good publicity, because at the end of the day, you still spreading who I am and spreading my name. So some things in your life, you just don't entertain. Some things in your life, you just don't give no authority to. You don't give no power to. My God, you don't give anything to, because you got to understand the enemy, his main concern, my God, is your mind. Because even your foot, even your feet and your steps and your standing, you cannot stand if you don't have that mind. That, my God, that brain, that is the control station, and the control station of every part of your body. Amen. And once your mind is gone, amen, or something happened to your mind, or some type of damage that happened to your mind, guess what? It will affect certain parts of your body. Amen. So that's why I got to renew my mind, or you constantly renew your mind within God and within the Lord. Amen. That's why this year and this season, or this month right here, is very important of cleansing and renewing and staying center before God, amen, because it comes to a time where we all need to get in our house and clean our house, amen. We all need to get in our spiritual life and clean our spiritual life. One thing about it, I want to all share this here with you. One thing about it, you can fake the funk for so long, but the true you going to really stand out, and it's going to show. You could come out of your house like you're a clean individual, but as you allow things to accumulate in, my God, in your home, my God, your messiness will do what? It will show who you truly are, amen? And that's what we have to understand, amen? It's not the devil is looking embarrassed, because at the end of the day, the devil already has, my God Almighty, his identity. He already know what he comes with. We already know what time it is. It's you that he's trying to make look embarrassed. That's why Paul said to the Ephesians, my God, I think it's about over 5 or 6 times he was telling Ephesians to stand. Therefore, stand. And that's something that we peoples of God has to do, is to what? Stand. I want to let you all know something. When you come over this side with the Lord, and when the Lord, my God, is for you, scripture declares, who can be against you? When you come over this side and now you don't join forces with the Lord, amen, my God Almighty, you got to understand the Lord says, I will fight your battles. You don't have to fight your battles, amen. And when you come over to the Lord's side, I heard the songwriter say, if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my, y'all don't get me started, I'm starting to feel my mojo coffee, let the Lord fight my battles, victory shall be mine. minds. You got to understand God can beat a battle quicker than you can. You got to understand God don't need your reaction because God is the action. Amen. You need to have a reaction. God don't need to have a reaction. God is the action. Amen. And you have to know that I got to keep my house clean. Amen. I truly believe that people at some point in their life want to have a good start, a good direction, a good move, or a good place. But because people don't want to deal with their own issues in their own house, it's easy for folks to go and try to deal with everybody else's issues. It's easy for folks to go and deal with this issue, that issue, and jump over there and that issue. But sometimes folks don't want to deal with their issues. Amen. And some of that dirt, my God, if you get water on it, you spill something on it, and it get dirt, then next thing you know, the dirt get hard. Then you go and pour some more dirt on it, put some more water on it. It get hard. The next thing you know, it start turning into hard like a rock. Some of us have some rock, my God, like dirt in my own house where it takes, my God, more than a dustpan and a broom to sweep up. Y'all hear me? You got to get something to scrape this thing up. This thing been in your life for years. This thing been in you, my God almighty, my God, for an adolescent, amen, for a teenage year. Some of you all, we have to get a spatula. We got to get something sharp to go ahead and scrape some of this stuff up, because whatever dirt you bring in your home, the enemy have access to come in your home. I want y'all to understand this, amen. Before we go into all this, I rebuke you, Satan stuff, amen, because if you have something belongs to the devil have legal authority to come in and be a part of what you have of him. Understand that, amen. It's only when you don't have anything, amen, that belongs to the serpent, amen, when the serpent cannot enter into your house, amen, amen, amen. My God, so that's the only, and we got to understand that. When you understand that, and we understand that, listen, my God, when I have my house clean, it's a clean house. God said, I dwell in a clean place, amen? And when God dwells in a clean place, that's the spirit of the Lord. That's why you have to keep yourself clean daily. Always try to stay cleansed and stay, my God, renewed and rejuvenate. Don't allow us, the Bible put it as this, don't let the sun go down on my wrath. Y'all hear me? Don't allow the sun to go down on your wrath. So whatever issues, whatever things that is in you, and that ain't just talking about how we interpret it as an argument with a couple or with somebody having an issues or whatever, that's also dealing with you as well, because some things we have in us, or we don't allow people to get to us, or we don't allow circumstances, amen, to make us want to bust a move, amen, to where we'll let the sun go down on our wrath, amen. We have to keep our what? Our house clean, because God will dwell in a clean house. Let me tell you something. It's nothing like when you see the scripture go before you, because if God be for you, scripture declares, who can and who will be against you? Amen. I just give God the glory, and we give him the praise. Back to you, evangelist and minister, let Monica.
Amen, amen, Apostle. You broke that thing down, and I'm going to run with this ball. Thank you for passing me the ball, because I'm going to tell everyone how it really happens. What happens is you're at home, your house is swept, it's cleaned, and everything that you need done has been done because the Lord has got you in order. But what happens is somebody rings the doorbell, and they got a big old bag of dirty laundry. And guess what's in that dirty laundry? They mess. They aggravation.
That's right.
Their drama,
amen.
Their lies, their nasty attitudes, their things that don't belong to you, and they came to drop it off at your house, and they want you to take it in and clean it up. They want you to take over their dirty laundry. No way, says the Lord, because it doesn't belong to you. That's not your battle, and they can't bring that
right.
And put it at your doorstep. And if you open the door and allow them to come on in, if you allow Satan to pull these people into your circle and drop those things off at your front door, and you're foolish enough to open that door and let that stuff in your house, you deserve whatever you get. But see, the Christians, the people of God, the people that have a relationship with God, that's not going to be their response. Because guess what they're going to do? They're going to lock their door, and they're going to turn and look at the Lord, because you know what? He gave us a mind of peace. He gave us a heart of peace. He gave us a mind and heart of Christ. And because of the relationship we have with him, the response will be, that doesn't belong to me. I'm not going to own that mess. I got my own dirty laundry to take care of, and it's clean and folded and put away because I spend time before the Lord, and I have a Father that loves me enough to not give me a life of confusion and to give me perfect peace. And how do we find this attitude? Apostle was exactly right. Your response, the first response of anything that comes upon you should be facing God, looking to God. And I say this, and people say, well, how do you get there? You've told us what we're supposed to do. An automatic response. It's not even a thought anymore, but you have to train yourself to automatically do it. So guess what? The Bible gives us the scriptures. He gives us an understanding of what we're to do. This is the instruction that God gave us. So if you go to Philippians 4:6-7, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done.
That's right.
Then you will experience God's peace, and you will exceed, all understand. And his peace will guard your heart, and your mind will live in Christ. So at the end of the day, you're guarding your peace when you lock that door. And what it says initially to do is to pray about everything. Don't worry. Do not worry. Do not even consider the situation as something that you need to address or entertain, because every battle, like the apostle said, every battle is not for you. Every situation is not for you. So if you do what, you won't worry about anything. You will immediately instead begin to pray. And in that prayerful mind, that's just you turning your head and looking into God's face and saying, Father, I can't do this. This is not for me. And when you recognize what belongs to you and what don't belong to you, when people dropping off their dirty clothes to your door, whether it be your coworkers or whether it be your boss that's riding you, or whether it be a spouse that you and your spouse not really getting it in together like you're supposed to, and y'all bumping heads, whether it's your children not listening or doing their own thing in the world like the prodigal son, whatever the case may be, some things need to be left outside your house in the door locked, and you do not invite it in. And to have that first response, that immediate first response, we have to repeatedly do the steps that Philippians 4:6-7 gave us. Don't worry about nothing. Pray about it. And instead, expect the experience to give you the perfect peace of God. And with that being said, we done broke it down, because you know what to look for. You know what your response is supposed to be. And the instruction is in God's word. All you got to do is put it in action. Apostle, I turn it back over to you.
Amen. Not going to be long, because I know Evangelist is there. But, you know, one thing about it, we have to grow into Christ. Many people don't trust God. Amen. And when you don't trust God, you don't trust God. Is he going to handle, or how he's going to handle things? One thing about it, and this is where I push the members of ADM and also our partners and listeners that is connected. Amen. You have to get more word inside of you. Once you get the word and you get more word inside of you, you understand the outcome. Amen. And you could develop some restraint. Amen. So many of you, you need to develop restraint. Some things you don't have to launch at, because let me tell you something. When you step out of the will of the Lord, I don't see God promising God's word to be fulfilled. You don't have to touch anything, amen, because at the end of the day, things happen into people's lives, my God, because they choose their direction for things to happen. It's always a choice. One thing that you have to do, you got to worry about your own house. And when you worry about your own house and making sure it's clean, cleansed, and like Minister Lett was saying, amen, when somebody bring their the laundry, my God, it's up to you, my God, to want to let them know you need to take your laundry with you, or you need to go ahead on with all that. Amen. It's up to you to keep your dwelling place clean. So many of us got this heart of compassion. Well, I'm not going to call it compassion, but this place where we meant to help everybody. We meant to help. help everybody. Everybody come to our door. We meant to help, and the enemy just used that. Amen. You got to understand, the enemy used the church packets against the church. He used the church personality against the church. He don't come with some new kind of weapons of warfare. He used the church packet. Didn't the Bible declares he come like an angel of light, and that's the church packet. Didn't the Bible declare, amen, he is a wolf that dressed up in a sheep clothing, and that's the church that tackets. That's the church way, amen, using the sheep, but yet he is a wolf, amen. My God Almighty. So you got to understand, he using the church tackets against the church, amen. And we just got this saying, well, that's the will of the Lord. I'm going to help. Not everybody wants your help, baby. Not everybody really won't. And one thing I know about people, when they have a true conversion with God or a true experience with God, amen, they ain't looking for help. They seeking more him. They seeking more God. I want to know more of my Father, amen, because certain things in my house, amen, I'm not talking about nobody else's house. In my house, I know how to set in order. I know what dirt is. I know what things is out of place. I know what things is worn down and worn out. I need to get rid of. It ain't no good for me. It ain't working no more in my house. That no work. That ain't nothing but junk. Amen. I pray in the name of Jesus that the spirit of hoarders, my God Almighty, will come out of your life. You will stop being a junk collector of people issues. You will stop being a junk collector of people problems. You will stop being a junk collector, because at the end of the day, you too focused on your own house. I declare and decree this morning that individuals, you're gonna rise up in the morning and look around in your life, look around in your home, and realize that you are blessed and highly favored. And the same blessing that is on my life is the same blessing that somebody else could walk in. It's the same choice they could live in. It's the same choice they could dwell in. At the end of the day, my soul and salvation is at stake. And as I continue to seek the Lord shall answer. As he draw near, I draw near unto him. Because for me and my house, we going to do what? We going to serve the Lord. Is he any blessed people this morning? And say at the end of the day, baby, I'm not being rude. I'm not being, my God, self-conscious of your decision. But I got to keep my own house protected. I got to sweep my own house. I got to sweep around, as the songwriters say, my own front door. Amen. And we got to be careful to not allow people, even on your job, co-workers and different things, don't allow people to put their junk into your life, and you come home with that stuff, and all of a sudden you just take your spiritual clothes off and put them anywhere, and you got this junk, that junk everywhere, junk, and now it just begin to spread and move along. That's why, my God Almighty, Michael Jackson, I tell you this all the time, he said that song, I'm looking at the man in the mirror, that you evangelist elect.
Praise God, Apostle and Minister-elect Monica, you all have said a mouthful. Everything, the instructions have been placed there. We all know what we do not need to do. The main thing is to just keep God first in our life, no matter what your circumstance. Again, I say it over and over. We learn, we go through different, but when you learn, you do better. When you learn, you do better. Yeah, we fall short to pray sometimes, but like apostles say, you got to be able to you know, to sit and say, that doesn't pertain to me. I can't help you in that area. I can't do what? But one thing that I do love, and Christ was the prime example, during his affliction, during his oppression, he never said a word. And like Apostle say, sometimes you have to know when to respond and when not to respond. But I was sitting here, when you respond, make sure that it's short and quick. Remember last week we touched Matthew 5:33. Let your yes be yes, your no be no. Anything other than that is not of God. See, you're able to understand those situations because your words sometimes get twisted. And if you just sit and say nothing or not let the laundry come in, then you don't have to worry about going to get that scaffold that Apostle was talking about or that broom, because you now have an infestation. And everywhere you look, the laundry is dirty. But if you learn, if we as a people, it's a process. If we learn to sit and not engage into things that's not pertaining to you, then you don't have to worry about the certain circumstances and the certain situations. You continue to move on, and that's how you guard your peace. You guard your peace because we're not here to be the healer and the deliverer of everybody. Jesus came. Jesus died on the cross to save the world. We can't save the world. See, we have to learn to stay in our perspective places, because when you jump out of your perspective place, that's when a situation comes. And then you sitting and you looking like boo-boo or Betty Blockhead and wondering, okay, well, how did that get that way, or why did it come that way? Because you had no business entertaining anyway. You had no business jumping in or even touching the dirty laundry when it came to your house. See, you let it in, but you were supposed to immediately shut the door. And one thing I do like of what Apostle said at the beginning, sometimes, because I'm guilty of this, sometimes you'll sit and hold on to something when you should let it go or let it release and nip it in the bud at the beginning of a certain situation, and then you walk away. And then you're able to sit and be in a place where you don't have to worry about anything. Your peace is not going to be disrupted. Your peace. So I decree and declare on today that we are more vigilant. We are more vigilant around and pay attention to our surroundings and pay attention to the things that you engage. Pray and ask God to allow the words to come out of your mouth to be acceptable to him. Pray and ask God to shut your ears when things are coming around you that you have no desire to be a part of. Pray and ask God to guard your heart when you feel like that you just have to entertain this because of compassion, or I got to save the world, or no, I may have been through this, or I may have been through that. No, if you're praying like Philippians 4 and 6 is telling you to do, don't be anxious for anything, but pray about everything. God going to give you that answer. He's going to give you the answer that you're looking for. So we just need to make sure that we are keeping God first. He is our focal point. Back over to you, Apostle.
Amen. You know, amen. And it's well said. And we got to understand, peoples of God, that our outcome is determined by our own action. Amen. It's not about the devil. A lot of people put their outcome, my God, or their action on the enemy. Amen. You got to understand, scripture also declares, resist the enemy, he shall do what? He shall flee. So he gave you a reaction to the enemy. So it's up to your choice if you're going to walk in it. And there's so many times, so many people, they miss their own blessing, because it's always, you know, the enemy always like to turn things up before you finish going to this threshold or the threshold in your life, because basically saying, I want to make one last attempt, because as your life could continue to be developed and increase and mature and approve, and you keep going on into the things of God, people that is connected to you, that minds that he locked or captured, amen, he know that, my God, through seeing the God increase in your life, that their mind is going to be unlocking, it's going to be questioning within their self, amen, that, my God almighty, that is something got to be up to this as I see this individual keep growing and maturing in your life. One thing that you don't want to do, you don't want to stop the increase of God happening in your life, because at the end of the day, your response or what trash or dirt you brought in your house and you just didn't deal with it, amen? Eventually, that's going to stop your response. That's going to stop. when the enemy comes in and want to turn things up in your life, other words, he can't find nothing that you ain't already exposed about you, amen. So now he's frustrated, and he got to go back, watch this, and repress buttons that, my God, he hope you ain't been delivered from. Y'all hear me? You know you don't overcome things. That's why I tell you, don't you go back. The scripture declares that God said, I'm married to the black sliders, amen, because the enemy trying to refine some areas in your life that calls you to move or calls you to give a certain response, and you know that I used to get this response. Let me go back and see I can get that response again. That's why you were like, my God, God, I've been delivered from. You mean tell me this coming up again? No, baby, it ain't got nothing to do with, my God, this issue. It has something to do with that there's a blessing with your name on it, and the enemy want to get you to respond. You best to believe that the enemy knows the word, and he knows that the scripture declares and God declares over your life, that the Bible declares that whom I bless, no man cannot curse. Amen. Nobody cannot curse. Nobody cannot take away what God blessed. But you got to understand this, that you could walk away from your own blessing. You could turn it around, turn your own blessing down. You could stop your life from being blessed. You got to hear me. Amen. You could take your situation from where it was increasing to where it was now is declining by your own self-decision. Amen. And the enemy will know that. So he used tactics and strategies, amen, to get you to do what? Move out of position or move out of the mordine or the set timing of God. Amen. For your life. I want to encourage somebody this morning before I get off this air, amen, and turn it over. Listen, I want to encourage somebody, and I want to encourage somebody ghetto style, amen. You done been through too much hell and high water thing in your life, amen, to turn you around and detour you back. Your income don't increase, your life don't increase, your ministry don't increase, your relationship don't increase, jobs don't increase, everything in your life don't increase. You don't pay too much a price to allow, my God Almighty, an immature, my God Almighty, blank, 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 all that good stuff, amen, to make you turn around or lose what God that you paid a price for. Let me remind somebody, you remember when you was all alone, you was crying, you didn't know how this going to happen, but God made a way. You remember when the doctors counted you out, but God made a way. You remember when everybody turned their backs on you and backstab you, but God made a way. You remember, my God, no matter how you're going to pay this and how you're going to deal with that, God, I don't know what to do, but God made a way. You don't come too far to allow anything to have you to turn back. The devil, you better say the devil is a liar, and anybody he want to use is a liar too, because I'm going to do what Paul said in the book of Ephesians, therefore I shall stand, and you're blessed to believe I'm going to stand regardless if it's an armor on or not. Either way it go, I'm going to stand because I'm covered up under the blood of Jesus. Are you covered up under the blood of I'm out. I got to go. I feel my holler in my soul. Amen. God bless you all this morning. God bless you. Back to you all.
God bless you. Minister, I really don't. It's nothing else that could be said as far as I'm concerned, because it's just been covered. But Minister Monica Elect, is there anything else that you want to add to it? God didn't say it.
No.
God has touched every single area.
No, ma'am. God has done it. He's already set that word out. You be as wise as a serpent and as meek as a dove and follow through. You got the game plan. Now go and put it in action.
And don't forget tonight is Tuesday going into Wednesday morning.
Amen.
12:01 starts a new morning. We will, Apostle, you want to go ahead and let them know exactly what your instructions and stuff to set, you know.
Tonight, midnight, we're going to be right back on here on Blog Talk. We're going to be here on Blog Talk. We're going into, this is a Jewish calendar year, amen. And one thing about it is a lot of Jewish practice, I like to keep it within myself because it's biblical as well. And one of these things, especially of the Rosh Hashanah time and the time of a Jewish calendar year, because September is a time of new year in the Jewish calendar year. And it's a season of repentance, cleansing, and also it's a season that will prepare you for the seven blessings of God. I'm going to be dealing with these seven blessings of God. We're going to be in prayer. We're going to be in fasting. We're going to be in consecration in this time of year. I want you to come on and be a part. Amen. And I want you to hear all the instructions. So in order to get that, you got to tune back here at 12 midnight tonight. Amen. If you ever been in a session with me at midnight or 1 and 2 in the morning, let me tell you something. These are sessions that an anointing, I'm not going to put you to sleep and tuck you away. The Holy Ghost is going to come, my God, as an electrician. And we don't be on loan, so you don't have to worry about being 2 and 3 hours into the morning. Amen. By 4 to 5 minutes or so, we will be out. Amen. And it's going to bless your soul. If you're serious about cleansing your house and ready for a new start, repentance, and also about your spiritual life being blessed, we ain't talking about no enemy and we ain't talking about no haters. Amen. Because at the end of the day, long as you keep walking into the things of God, your enemies and haters going to be around, and they're going to always try to throw something at you. But at the end of the day, they're going to realize today, amen, or like Kevin Hart said, you're going to learn today that no weapon formed against us, it will not prosper. Why? Because I'm covered up under the blood of Jesus, and I want you to come on and be a part all over the world. I want you to come on and be a part back here at 12 Eastern Standard Time, amen, 12, my God, a.m. in the morning, and we're going to bless your soul. Back to you, Evangelist.
God bless you all. We as we always say, ABM, we just flourish in love, and we flourish so much that we don't have a problem with sharing. God just wants, he's in a place where he wants everybody to receive what he has to say right now, and I'm just grateful and thankful that he has me in a place where I'm under a headship that has no shame, does not take their fame and misuse it or abuse it, but stay in love no matter what the circumstances or the situation is, and we offer that same to you. It's nothing like being in a place where you know. It's nothing like being in a place when trials and tribulations come your way, you know that a finger not going to be pointed at you, but you know that you're going to be prayed for. And prayer, we have to be in a place of prayer. Come out. Join us. Come and be a part of us. And so you can enjoy the experience as well. You can sit and have a testimony to talk about the goodness of God and the love of God and the peace of God and know that it was done with pureness and genuineness. So come out with us tonight, and not just tonight. Think about if you need a church home, think about ABM being the place that you come and worship and praise, and not only that, but learn the word of God. So we'll see you back on tonight. We'll see you back on this line tonight at 12 a.m. But remember, always sign in a little early because we have a big turnout no matter what. So tell somebody else about it. They want to be a part of this. They want to learn. Just call everybody. Start waking everybody up at 11:30. Just start waking. Let everybody get up there. Tell mama and them and everybody else, come on, you got something that you need to learn. So we love you, and we leave you with peace. Guard your peace in Jesus' name. Have a beautiful day, and don't let nobody take nothing away from you. Keep marching and walking and talking and praising and dancing with the Lord. Amen. Peace out.